The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
The following program is sponsored by Cleveland Right to Life and is responsible for its content.
The following is a previously aired broadcast.
Healthcare that works better and costs less. Seems like an oxymoron, right? Take a minute and check out our sponsor, Solidarity Healthshare. Members say that faith-based health sharing is a much better fit than insurance, all while costing less. Prices start at $384 a month for families. Call now to see how much you can save. 844-417-0636. That's 844-417-0636.
Welcome to From the Median, a daily report from the front line of the pro-life movement, discussing two worldviews that are driving our culture in opposite directions. From the Median asks, which side of the road are you on? What direction do you want our culture to go? Tune in as we plan the route that takes us back to the culture of life. And now your host, Molly Smith.
Good evening and welcome to From the Median, where we are concerned with the middle ground, not just to understand both sides of an argument, but also to awaken the consciences of those who are neutral or indifferent to this, the greatest civil rights movement of all times, the pro-life movement. Listeners, great to have you with me again. And as always, we've got a jam-packed program tonight with a brand new guest that we're beginning to interview in a couple of minutes. I want to talk a little bit about him first before we actually get to him. His name is Brett Atterbury, and he is just phenomenal. I was just saying to him before we started the program that I'm loving the approach that he takes towards the how we deal with pregnancy, how we deal with dealing with abortion in our culture. Just, it's just amazing. Brett Atterbury is a pro-life advocate who currently serves as the president of Heroic Media, which is an organization that specializes in pro-life ads. His work fighting the abortion industry began many years ago when he experienced a profound midlife conversion that led him to a Rachel's Vineyard retreat in search of healing for the role he played in an abortion of his own child many years earlier. After this experience, he left his job in consumer product marketing and dedicated himself entirely to toppling the abortion industry. In addition to his role at Heroic Media, he founded Americans for Shutting Down Abortion and serves as the chairman for the National Prayer Luncheon for Life, and he is the executive producer of Pro-Life Magazine. Welcome to the program, Brett.
Thank you, Molly. I appreciate that nice introduction.
Well, you know what? What a guy. My goodness gracious me, to take tragedy and turn it into a positive is just phenomenal. I so admire people like you who can do that, because sometimes it really does. I'm sure, Brett, you find this. It can cripple somebody for life. Going through an experience like that, it can be crippling for the rest of their life, you know, somebody's life. So to take it and to turn it into something so positive as this. One of the things that your new book is now, it's out. It's called Movement to Thrive, a consumer marketing expert proposes that movement to thrive. And I'm reading it from your press kit here. To support women during pregnancy and beyond, your pro-life bottom line is the book that you wrote, and it makes the case that now is the time to invest heavily into healthcare efforts that will make abortion undesirable to thriving, empowered, supported women. Wow. How are we going to do this?
That's right, Molly. I wrote the book. My background, as you mentioned in the introduction, is, on the for-profit side in business, specifically consumer product marketing on the high-tech side, and even more specifically on cellular phones. And so when I decided to get involved in this, I came into it. Like many people, I have had and still have the motivation about, I'll call it the human rights issue, the pro-life movement, if you will, about, you know, it's just wrong morally to take the life of an innocent human being, and certainly one that's, you know, growing in its mother's womb. But I, as I learned more about what was happening in pro-life, especially on the front line, and when I say that, I mean those organizations that go by many names, Some call them crisis pregnancy centers. I prefer to call them pregnancy help centers. But the ones that are competing directly against Planned Parenthood, trying to get women to come into their centers instead of going to Planned Parenthood. So as I learned more about that, to me, it just was right in the middle of what I do, which is marketing. Marketing is about how to persuade people to want your product or service when you know, because you know you're a virtuous person, that what you're offering is better for them. And clearly what pregnancy help centers are offering women, we all know, is much better for them than what Planned Parenthood is offering. So I started to look at it differently. I started to look at it as a business issue. We all know that Planned Parenthood is operated like a business. They're very skilled at what they do. It's evil, but they're very good at it. And so we have to match that with strong marketing. And fortunately, a few years ago, I discovered an organization in St. Louis called Thrive Express Women's Healthcare that had already taken this exact approach of using marketing and specifically very strong branding, very strong brand advertising. And they put together a program that they ran for essentially a decade, you know, up until this day, that what the way I describe it is it was such a powerful branding program that over time, Thrive replaced Planned Parenthood in young women's minds as their go-to provider of women's health care.
Wow.
Which is amazing, because what happened is the effect of that is, and they did this before the women ever faced an unexpected pregnancy. And that's so powerful, because if and when they eventually did face an unexpected pregnancy, guess who they called? They didn't call Planned Parenthood, they called Thrive. And so what you see is the result of that is over time, the number of women facing unexpected pregnancies going to Thrive in St. Louis increasing, and at the same time, the number of women going to Planned Parenthood in St. Louis decreasing. And eventually it got so bad for Planned Parenthood that in October of 2019, so essentially 3 years ago, Planned Parenthood more or less just essentially shut down. I mean, they still did a handful of abortions in 2020 and 2021, but less than 100. Whereas, you know, 7 years earlier, they'd done over 5,000.
So wow.
From my perspective as a business guy, that means you've pretty much given up. And I thought, Molly, I thought, you know, this is the best kept secret in the pro-life world. We need to get this message out there about what Thrive did so that we can basically bring that same plan, that same marketing plan, that same branding plan, that same product plan, bring that to other cities and basically replicate what they did in St. Louis.
Wow. I didn't, you know, this, you're so right. This is a terrible kept secret. I mean, this is a very, very well kept secret. I mean, but it's terrible. It's that we don't know about this. I had no idea until you've just told me right now. So you've seen it work.
Yeah. Most people don't know about this. It's the main reason I wrote the book was to kind of from the perspective of someone who has the professional marketing background to kind of reverse engineer what Thrive did and write it in a way that people could understand it, but also to motivate them to say, oh my goodness, let's bring to my city the Thrive plan so we can see that same result of Thrive, you know, the numbers in my city increasing over time while the numbers of Planned Parenthood decrease over time. In my mind, Molly, it's kind of a simple equation. It's just like, let's just do the same thing in other cities. So it was the best kept secret, but with my book and with Thrive already expanding to a couple of other cities, specifically Oklahoma City and Philadelphia and more to come, I think the secret is getting out there. And, you know, with God's grace and a lot of people starting to talk about it, I think it's really going to take off.
And the book, of course, is Your Pro-Life Bottom Line. And we've got to certainly make sure we get that out there. It will be up on our website, fromthemedian.org's website. So check it out when you, if you're listening to this, as you will be probably when you're driving or even at home, go to the website and pick up the, all the information about how to get, Brett's book. It's called Your Pro-Life Bottom Line. And he is, of course, the CEO of Heroic Media. So Heroic Media then steps in and does what? One of the things that you mention in the article about promoting your book is that you are basically utilizing the supply and demand idea from marketing and from business. And it says that you cut through the noise and focus on the effective pro-life efforts. What, how do you actually cut through that? You're focusing on the supply to shut down Planned Parenthood. How do we get there, Brett? You know, what is, it's all very well to say that, but how do we get there?
Yeah, so Heroic Media has always been about standing in the position of helping those who want to invest in pro-life organizations that can prove through metrics that they actually have impact. And impact in this case, for the most part, means showing some, in some fashion, that you're actually helping to save lives from abortion. So that's always been kind of our unique position within the industry. And initially, and we still do today, we demonstrated that through internet marketing, where we would run certain advertisements that would basically serve as an intervention. So if a woman was actively searching for an abortion, we would have advertisements there that would appear. And when she responded to those advertisements, we would connect her to a local pregnancy help center. And we still do that today. But that's always been kind of our position. And so when we learned about Thrive 3 years ago, we saw, you know, again, I was saying Thrive just proved through data that it essentially took Planned Parenthood in St. Louis from 5,000 abortions and, you know, 5 to 6 years later down to essentially less than 100. Well, from our perspective of wanting to get that out to pro-lifers who I believe are always looking for that kind of winning solution, I couldn't see anything, Molly, in the pro-life world that had anywhere near that kind of impact, like nothing. And so I was like, this is the word that we have to get out there. And I think what happens is what pro-lifers have gotten used to is thinking about shutting down the supply of abortion through restrictions on abortion access. So, you know, this past June, Roe v. Wade is overturned. That's a wonderful victory. People think about it as like, well, now Planned Parenthood won't be able to provide abortions in abortion facilities in abortion illegal states. And that's true. And that's a wonderful thing. But I would argue that Planned Parenthood, and I talk about this in the first part of my book, Planned Parenthood and the abortion industry have quickly and kind of subtly switched the game. They've changed. They've almost kind of like pulled the rug out from under us. And what I mean by that is they've started to completely transform the way they supply abortion. You know, traditionally it's been through an abortion procedure in an abortion facility, which is, you know, obviously at a certain geographic place, having the procedure on a certain day at a certain time performed by a certain person. And now, even this year, more than half of abortions in our country will be by the so-called abortion pill. So they've transformed their supply of abortion services from a procedure that takes place in a clinic to an internet-based mail order distribution operation, where they send the abortion pill to young women who can then conduct an abortion by themselves in the privacy of their own homes. And that's going to be more than 50% of abortions this year. Next year will probably be more in the 70 to 80% range and go up from there. So this is why I think the real key is it's going to be very difficult for us to restrict the supply of abortion because of the abortion pill. And that's why I think we have to go back and look at the way that we can win this, which Thrive proved in St. Louis, is to basically push Planned Parenthood out of the minds of young women, put Thrive in, so that when they have the need or when they feel the need for something like this, they turn to Thrive instead of Planned Parenthood. And that's why I focus deeply in the book on, I believe the solution to winning is on the demand side, not on the supply side.
Mm-hmm. And again, the book is called Your Pro-Life Bottom Line, and it is by Brett Atterbury. Brett, you know, one of the things that I, prepared for this interview, I went to your site, and it's a great site, by the way. It's Batterbury.com. And I was reading through some of the articles that you've recently written. One of them was, Can Abortion Be Made Unthinkable? No and Yes. Tell people what you found in that one. I mean, why can it be made unthinkable and why can't it be made unthinkable?
Yeah, as I write in the article, I'm not a big fan of that word, though it's used quite commonly in pro-life, make abortion unthinkable. First of all, sometimes we and I just wrote another article recently. I haven't posted it yet. We in pro-life were not careful enough about the terms that we use. So I'll give you an example that this article I'll post here this week. I hear pro-life leaders using the phrase abortion-free state. And I think when you hear that, Molly, you probably think, oh, that means there's no abortions that take place in my state. And as I argue in the article, that's categorically untrue. It doesn't matter if if all the laws in your state say abortion is illegal, trust me, there are still abortions
Absolutely.
Taking place in your state.
Absolutely.
Because of the abortion pill, number one, that can come in easily no matter what the laws are. You know, young people are very creative. Number two is that, to me, it's not a geographic issue. It's an issue of, are the young women citizens of your state still getting abortions? And many of them still are. They just travel to abortion legal states.
Yeah.
So to me, abortion is an issue of the heart and an issue of choice. So naturally, I'm completely in support of laws that make abortion illegal because the law serves as a great teacher for young people. But practically speaking, on the ground, in terms of access to abortion, there's no such thing as an abortion-free state. So back to unthinkable, it's like saying make murder unthinkable. I mean, that's just not
possible. It's not going to happen. Yeah, it's not going to happen. Exactly.
It's not going to happen. So so that's why I, as you noticed in the article, my preferred term is to make abortion undesirable. Because then we get our focus back on the woman's heart, and we acknowledge that she is an individual who has choice. She will always have this choice, by the way. And so therefore, let's do the things that empower her, to show her that we're there for her, to walk with her. We know that God has given her so many talents and has a plan for her future. And let's help her find that or help her get there. And when we do that, we empower her. She then becomes much more open to not being afraid of an unexpected pregnancy, and starts to see that child growing in her womb as actually a great blessing that can help her achieve everything that she wants to achieve. Mm-hmm. And that's why I think it's much more powerful to think about making abortion undesirable by making choosing life much more desirable.
Yeah, exactly. That's very profound, and I 100% agree with you, because I think, you know, and it's funny, it's something that we in the pro-life movement, Brett, so often get caught up in all the legislation and putting so much effort into it, which of course is so important. However, sometimes in doing that, and it's been my big criticism of the national pro-life movement for many, many years, is that they are so focused on getting access to politicians on Capitol Hill that they've actually almost forgotten what they're getting access for. And it becomes a real problem.
Amen.
You know, it's just become, I mean, we've got into a lot of trouble with the national groups because we refuse to do that. And one of the things we've said, no, let's keep looking at what we're dealing with, because if we don't keep looking at what we're dealing with and rolling with all the punches that come and changing things up a little bit as the culture morphs into different things. I mean, when we adopted, which was always part of our movement, always part of our organization, Cleveland Right to Life. And that was that the family, first and foremost, the whole thing that everything pivots on is the family. And if you start breaking down that family, as we've already seen, you know, in Ohio, certainly in Cleveland, you know, more than 70% of, close to 80% of abortions are taking place on unmarried women. That's a breakdown of the family. So when we went after a senator who was supposedly a pro-life senator, and we said, no, we're not endorsing him, you know, everything broke loose. Everything broke loose. The whole national organizations all came down on our heads because now we were limiting their access to him instead of looking at what, you know, what are we doing? I love your approach. I absolutely love it. I think you're 100% right. Again, the book is called Your Pro-Life Bottom Line by Brett Atterbury, and the information will be up on our website. I'm sure you can go to Amazon. You can go anywhere and pick the book up, but you can also go to atterbury.com. We'll have all of this up on the website. So make sure you go there and check it out and get the book. And in fact, Brett, I'm going to order your book for our big convention and have it as part of our book table because I love this.
Thank you, Molly. I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. I think this is absolutely essential that we all start to adopt this kind of an approach. This is a winning approach. This is a 100% winning approach. So that another article that I'm just going to double check how much time we've got left here. Oh, plenty. Okay. So another one that I really thought was excellent was the article that you wrote back in July, and it was how to stop playing pro-life traffic cop. I thought that was a very, very catchy title, but tell people about that one.
Yeah, it's funny you mentioned that. As you were talking there, I have that up on my wall. I have a thing to remind me, traffic cop versus strength amplifier. What do I mean by that? It really gets back to what I was talking about a second ago about empowerment. So when we play traffic cop and laws are essentially traffic cops, and please no one write me and saying, are you saying laws are not important? I am not saying that.
No, exactly.
They're absolutely essential as teacher of morals. They're essential so that we all know the rules. Of course, they're important. What I'm saying is what you were talking about, Molly, they're part of the strategy. Mm-hmm. And I would argue, based on the way that the abortion industry can now supply abortion, they're actually less important and impactful than they used to be, because the abortion pill can pretty much get around any law, for sure. And so what I get to is, you know, when you think about raising your children, of course, you have your traffic cop rules part of what you're doing in raising them, but the real magic happens is when you look at them and you love them and you seek to find what is it that God has given them in terms of their temperaments, in terms of their strengths, in terms of their talents. And how do I, as a parent, just lean into that and help them amplify those strengths that God has given them? That's my role as a parent. Mm-hmm. And so I just basically move that over into pro-life and pregnancy health centers. And as these women come in, what are the programs that empower them? Not just, you know, supplying them with some near-term material needs, but how do we basically lean into who they are as people, find out what their strengths are and what their gifts are? Everybody's given gifts by God. And how do we work with them so that they can see those, embrace those, and what can we do to help amplify them?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So true. It's unbelievable. You know, I look at this so often, and I think if you know, of course, there are very, very tragic situations that happen. But what are we doing to step into those tragic situations as a pro-life movement? And I know the pregnancy centers are phenomenal, Brett. And I know that's exactly what you're saying too, that they are phenomenal, that they are sometimes the only hope there. But this is why I love what you've been writing in your book and the whole focus that you're taking is that we need to get better at it. We absolutely need to get better at it. We need to step into this just abyss of abortion and the selling of abortion, because, oh my goodness gracious me, it is so destructive. Not only does it kill a child, but it destroys a woman. You know, you've got all of these things. And if we could only just find the way to do it. Heroic Media, we've got about 3 minutes left. Heroic Media does what? Tell us quickly about that, because I've actually got 2 minutes left. What does Heroic Media do? Yeah. Explain.
Yeah, basically we bring programs, we research and analyze, and we find those pro-life organizations and projects that are showing that they have verifiable, measurable impact, saving lives from abortion. And we bring those out to the pro-life world, because we know that pro-life people are busy with their lives and they don't mm-hmm. have time to go do due diligence on all these types of organizations. So we basically bring those forward through our pro-life magazine. And then we have a national prayer lunch for life every year, where we give awards to the top pro-life organizations that are showing impact. And we're just trying to make sure that the pro-life world recognizes that, you know, there are pro-life organizations out there, and I never question anyone's intention or heart, but some of them just don't really generate results.
Yeah.
And so we're trying to find those organizations that actually do generate results, and bringing those to the pro-life world so that they can study those and decide which ones they want to invest either time, talent, or treasure in.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Brett Atterbury, thank you so much. An honor to talk to you, really and truly. And your book is Your Pro-Life Bottom Line, and you will find all the details on our website, fromthemedian.org. Thank you so much, Brett, for joining us.
God bless. Thank you, Molly. I appreciate it.
God bless you lots. Don't go anywhere. I will be back with you right after this very short break with another world-class, inspiring guest.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.